If the trend's Neil Atkinson with Josh Williams, the manager said in his post pre-match press conference before Chelsea, he was a bit like, can we just count everything and say that it stopped when Liverpool won the league?
Yeah.
You know, like he said, well, you know, the same, the champions last season had the same number of points after 34 games as we've got this season, which I thought was interesting. Firstly, that he knew that. I think he's been very on top of what it's took to win this league since, I think, before he even came in. I think it was in the back of his mind, Josh. I was struck by the fact that he knew that. But also, I think he's making a slightly valid point, which is that obviously last season for City, it went all the way until the last game. Whereas it is different if you're in this situation. So I've got our trend line up, the rolling 10 game one, and it does include the Chelsea numbers in there. It actually goes up a little bit on the green, but it obviously goes up a bit on the purple as well, and we'll see why in a minute. But I think it will be important, won't it, to actually to analyse this season, these players, performance, shape, you know, almost no matter what happens for me, in a really weird way, even if they just whacked Arsenal 5-0, I would say, well, yeah, but that's partly because the pressure's off. And do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I think you've got to almost say, no, there is a bit of a thing here where the line does stop before the game against Chelsea. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah, definitely. I recorded my podcast yesterday, and we talked about this, like the difficulty of end of season data when a team is essentially on the beach. Liverpool have earned that right to be on the beach, don't get me wrong, but like, I think last time when we won the league, a few years ago now, I think from the moment we won it to the end of the season, we were, you have a go, we have a go on the shot count. Basically, you know, completely even, no differential in our favour or negative. And obviously, before that, to win the league, Liverpool are probably 7 shots better than the opposition or something like that. So it does have an impact on things. You obviously naturally drop a few starters, bring in a few players who want more minutes, want to impress. So it's going to have an impact. But I agree with Slot. I think it would be nice if the season just ended now.
I think that would be nice from Liverpool's point of view if they could just say that's that and go from there. But I think it is that, you know, again, whatever the points total ends up being, listen, I still wanted to get the other side of 90. I think there's no reason why I can't. You know, I hope he picks a strong side again. For me now, with this remaining three, I think Chelsea, you can say, well, maybe it's a bit of a rest game. Arsenal, I want them to go strong. Brighton, I want them to go experimental. And Palace, I think it might just be a bit of a party, but it might be a bit of a party that Liverpool win, if you know what I mean. Like, I don't think it's mad to think Liverpool could still get 9 points, even allowing for everything. You know, Arsenal have got a big game midweek, and that'll massively impact, I think, their mood and their feeling coming into the game at Anfield. But, you know, I think that Liverpool, it isn't as straightforward as, well, they're all going to play the best team or anything like that.